Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bass. I hope you guys are fine, and I wanted to brainstorm a bit with you guys on this podcast. And I mean, I talk a lot about front-end funnels and back-end offers and everything, but this morning as I'm climbing the mountains, it actually clicked for me, and I just wanted to share with you guys the process, because now I have few examples that it makes perfectly logical why you actually need to have front-end offers and back-end offers.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bass, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So, I mean, the basic logic in the value ladder is that you have something for free, then you have something for more expensive, for little money, for middle money, for more money. And at each ladder, you just increase the price and you add significantly increase the value that you provide. Well, it's interesting that when I started with the podcasting, it was free. I mean, it's still free. So we actually, not my personal Sweet Bass, but actually interview with a B2B expert, where as I was outreaching to potential clients, instead of actually selling them the service, I was actually reaching out to them and saying, okay, would you like to come and be a guest in my podcast? It's a video interview series. And guess what? That's the first step in the value ladder. For free, I'm going to actually interview them. I'm going to edit, transcribe, add it to our newsletter, share it on our social media and to our email list. So it's actually a good offer, right? And it is. So I had a lot of people lining up. Last year, we even had a pipeline of 8 months in advance recorded videos. So we stopped for a while because, yeah, we needed to publish those videos. But guess what? 2 or 3 from those people that I actually interviewed afterwards said, you know what? We're interested in hearing more about your service. Tell us a bit more. And they became clients. And if I reach out to them and I said, hi, do you want to use our services? The answer would definitely be no. I mean, that's for certain. Because I was a nobody that they don't know. And going to them and saying, would you like to buy my services, is actually the cold prospecting without any nurturing in place. On the other hand, reaching out to give them some free value, being part of my video interview series and free exposure, and after that relationship was established and after the interview, they actually saw the value. And then I said, well, okay, now what if we pay you something, what kind of additional value we can get? And this is where I actually moved them to the services. So this is a good example, and it's not one. There were 2 or 3 clients that actually bought our services right after they recorded the podcast. So you see, a free value offer, and after that, actually moving them to the more expensive stuff. Recently, I actually had a different example where, you know by now that in January, or was it March? It was March actually, a few months ago, we've launched our business consulting services. So now you can hire me as an individual consultant, and that is also picking up. But the more interesting part for me is that there were 3 clients so far that use the service. From those 3, I'm in negotiation with 2 of them to actually becoming clients of BSB. So, no, actually 1 is already convinced. So from 3, 1 is convinced it's already becoming a client. Other 1, we are in negotiation. And the funny part is that, yeah, 1 client came in, said, you know what, from UK, he said, we have a sales process. I need an expert in the outreach to help me optimize, to help me solve my problems. And I was like, okay, in 1 hour, we can actually do that. And in 1 hour, I actually found several problems that I had, gave them direction on how to solve it, and that's it. I mean, they paid for the hour, and that was it. But soon after that, they got back to me, like, you know what? We actually have rather you do the outreach for us rather than we are doing it, because obviously you know what you're doing. So, you see, they got to the low-value product. I mean, cheaper product with 1 hour consulting with Dancho. And from there, I was actually able to upsell them toward the agency services. And there was another company from Switzerland, and they actually hired me as a consultant for several hours, because it was not just talking. I also had to create a SOP, standard operating procedure, for the outreach for their business. And it was like, I don't know, several hours work in total. But after I built that, it was like a step by step on what their outreach team should do and how the SDR should behave, like what kind of messages, how to do the outreach to what target audience and everything. It's like a standard operating procedure. But they were like, okay, we really like this process that you outlined. Can we hire someone from Bizbee to do it? And I was like, of course, we have the FTIs where you can rent a full-time, a half-time employee, and they can actually do the work for you. And in this case, it's even easier because I already have the product knowledge and I have the standard operating procedure, so it's easy for someone to pick it up. And we've agreed, and now this one of Bizbee employees started working as an SDR with that client. But the point is, if you see, they actually opted in for a cheaper service, the consultancy, and they saw the value and they actually moved them through the more expensive service. So if you think about the value that we provide, it increases at each step. But if I reach out to these examples and I directly offer them what they're currently using, I'm sure that they wouldn't agree to it. And by offering something for free value, or by offering an entry service and then adding the back end, the more expensive stuff, it really worked like magic. And I'm not saying that you should be 100% all your clients like that, but it got me thinking that even with the FTIs that the clients that we're currently having, which is our most expensive service because you're hiring a team for 6 months, but even those, we've never sell them to a new client. All the clients that we have already were using some of previous cheaper Bizbee services, and it was an easy sell. You're going like, well, how are you happy with the LinkedIn outreach? Perfect. Well, you know what? We now can have you a person full-time for you, and it's going to be more value, and of course, it's going to be more money. And that's how we got to actually 3 clients. And now they're continuing on it, so we've never lost an FTA client, so they see the value. One client even passed the 6 months mark in June, and they continued. So the reason why I'm saying this is that we talk a lot about front-end funnel, back-end funnel, front values, back front offers, back offers, but it clicked to me this morning that, yeah, actually I'm doing it and I was just not aware of it. I'm doing it with the podcast on a free entry level service and then I'm moving them to the agency. I'm doing it with the consultancy and then I'm moving them through the agency. And to the agency clients, I'm actually having given a different backend offer, which is the FTI, which you cannot find it anywhere. We don't have it on our website. We don't have it in any marketing collateral that we use. So it doesn't exist in public, and yet we still have some clients. And it really got me thinking, that's the extension of the customer lifetime value, which we were realizing during the valuation of Bizbee. But on the other hand, the content agency was also a very nice back-end offer, because to the existing clients, we're saying, well, we can do the outreach, but for some extra additional money, we can even take care of your content needs in regards to thought leadership posts, to newsletter, to blog posts and everything. And it felt perfect. I mean, you find a client and you just add additional value to them and then you add additional pricing to them. So I know that I talk about front-end and back-end offers, but maybe now is the right time for you to evaluate it. What is your current offering to cold prospects? And what low-entry service you can offer them to move them to a new client? And then, I don't think that anyone is doing of you guys this, but look at your existing clients. What new service you can actually add to your portfolio, not to promote it, not to sell it, but actually offer to your existing clients and think, you know what guys, we work nice. Why don't we add some additional services that can help you? So if you're doing content like, I don't know, blogs and social media, you can say, well, you know what? We know that you value the content. Why don't we add audio content and video content? Or if you're doing outreach, or, I mean, there are countless examples. But my main point would be that I don't think a lot of companies realize that a cold prospect is a potential client, and that if you add some entry service so they could actually experience a sample of what you can do, there is a high chance that they're going to continue. But most of the companies are stopping here. They're like, okay, now we need, I don't know, new clients and then add them to the pool of existing clients. But rarely someone are saying, well, a simple question, what new services we can offer exclusively to our existing clients in order to increase the customer lifetime value. I don't know, I'm climbing this morning again, it's Saturday guys, I have no idea when this is going to go out, but it really had a good sense. And by adding additional layers of services or additional ways on how you can help your clients, you're just increasing your portfolio. So 3 months ago, we didn't have the consulting at all. And thanks to that consulting, we are having one client and hopefully we're just going to close another client. And that's two out of three. And yeah, we continue with the other channels that we had, but by adding the consultancy, we've exposed ourselves to new clients and new cold prospects. By adding the podcast recording, which we started last year, we got access to 3 new clients and countless potential prospects that we actually interviewed. And we share their video interviews, but they also share our interviews to their target audience. So we got a great exposure. So now in my head is that, okay, but the same logic will be with the academy, because with the academy, we're going to have access to different kinds of prospects. Yes, maybe not all of them will join the agency, but 2 out of 100, 5 out of 100, it means that complementary, the academy will be selling on its own, but it's going to still support in the back-end services. And that's something I really wanted to share with you guys, because I think that there is a huge potential in any business to think about the back-end services. We all know how to find clients, how to close them, how to offer our services, but rarely people continue beyond that, how to add more value and actually how to add more services to solve more problems to potential to your existing clients. That's all I have for today, guys, and I hope you have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.